This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has been placed on Russia's wanted list, the country's interior ministry said Wednesday. The 38-year-old took refuge in EU member Lithuania following her claim to have beaten six-term President Alexander Lukashenko in August elections. The Russian Interior Ministry told AFP she's, quote, wanted on a criminal charge, end quote, without adding further details. The Russian state news agency reported she faces a charge in Belarus over making public calls to harm the country's security, including calls to seize power. The opposition leader has recently met European leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Wednesday, Estonia said it was recalling its ambassador from Belarus following similar action by Poland and Lithuania as part of a political crisis after the disputed August 9th election. Estonia's foreign minister said, quote, Estonia sees Belarus pressuring Lithuania and Poland as unjustified and regrettable, end quote. Lithuania and Poland, both EU and NATO members bordering Belarus, announced Monday they were recalling their ambassadors. Azer President Ilham Aliyev said Wednesday his country would return to talks with Armenia after the acute phase of military conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh region ends, this according to the Russian news agency TASS. Aliyev, who spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone, said in an interview with Russian state television that Turkey had the right to participate in mediation. Armenia's prime minister told Time magazine Armenia would agree to a ceasefire only if Turkey discontinued its engagement and mercenaries were withdrawn. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told European Council President Charles Michel Wednesday that Britain is ready for a no deal if Brexit trade talks fail, his office said. Downing Street said Johnson told Michel in a call of his, quote, clear commitment, end quote, to securing a deal which would be, quote, better for both sides, end quote. But he also said, quote, the UK was prepared to end the transition period on Australia-style terms if an agreement could not be found, end quote. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris are set to debate Wednesday night ahead of next month's presidential election. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Mike Pence.
We're ready.
And Senator Kamala Harris.
We have to do better as a country.
Take center stage tonight in election 2020 as they meet in the lone vice presidential debate. The debate will take place in Salt Lake City with the coronavirus front and center. President Donald Trump is recovering at the White House after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. At the insistence of the Harris camp and over the objections of the Pence team, there will be plexiglass barriers between the candidates who will be 12 and a quarter feet apart. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Trump, quote, should not have a debate, end quote, if the president still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's, quote, looking forward to being able to debate him, end quote, but said, quote, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines, end quote. The former vice president says he doesn't know the president's status since returning to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days after his COVID-19 diagnosis. AstraZeneca expects to have an update on its stalled U.S. COVID-19 vaccine trial in the next 1 to 2 weeks, analysts of Guggenheim Securities said Wednesday, citing the head of the British drug maker's Biopharma Research. The executive said the U.S. trial is more of a confirmatory one, according to a client note. The trial will not have much bearing to the vaccine candidate's global approval chances, since that will be determined by the other trials currently in the U.K., Brazil, South Africa, Japan and India, the Guggenheim note said. The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says the decision has been made for the winners of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry 2020.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award the 2020 Nobel Prize in Chemistry jointly to Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer Doudna for the development of a method for genome editing.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.